Hello, my name is Bree. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to see if I can get the vaccine.
You'll have to reach out to the vaccine line. Would you like their phone number?
Yes, I did the other day, and I haven't heard back. They said I would hear back.
Yes, ma'am, that's
somebody.
Not unusual for you to not hear back within a couple of days. It may take a few weeks.
A few weeks to hear back from them?
Yes, ma'am. As long as you're pre-registered already, someone will reach out to you when something becomes available.
Well, where is a place that I can go and just get in line without
having to register? I can't tell you where the public testing sites are. You'll have to look them up or check the news.
Okay. I have. So far, I haven't gotten anywhere with any number I've called. I did leave my information last week, and I haven't heard anything back. I just assumed
that it would
be... Yes, ma'am.
It's not unusual to...
I heard you say that, but I'm just telling you, I thought when the weather got better that they would have more. They say on TV that they're doing the vaccine, but I can't seem to get it anywhere. Is there a
reason? Yes, ma'am, as long as you pre-register, someone will reach out to you. There's not that many vaccines in Alabama. You can find a public testing site, but you'll be standing in line for hours more than likely once you find it. But if you pre-register, as soon as something is available for your age group, someone will call you. You kind of just have to be patient right now.
Well, let me just ask you a couple of questions. First of all, I live in Baldwin County, and it seems like we kind of got left behind on the vaccine. Is Robertsdale the only Walmart that is now?
We don't have anything to do with the public testing sites. I can't tell you anything about somewhere like Walmart or Walgreens or CVS that's giving the vaccine out.
Okay. All right. So what do you do?
On this line is give out numbers if you want to get tested for COVID.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get tested. I want the vaccine.
That's all we do on this line. And the only phone number I have to give for the vaccine is the one where you pre-register and they call you when something becomes available.
Okay, what is that number? Let me see if that's what I had before.
855-566-5333.
Okay, if that's the number I called and left a message.
Yes, ma'am.
If I call again, can I talk with someone or what?
They'll just pre-register you once you get them on the phone.
But they can answer my questions on the ballot.
No, ma'am. They can just pre-register you. That's all. They aren't allowed to give you a time frame or any public testing sites. You'll just be putting your name back on the list.
Well, I don't want to be tested. I just want to get
the vaccine. No, ma'am. It's not getting tested. They'll just be putting your name back on the list so someone can call you when something is available. That's all they do on that line as well.
Do you answer for that line also?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And what was your name?
Bree. B-R-E.
Bree.
All
yes, right.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a nice day.